The general mood here is that, particularly in this part of the country, is that everybody felt very, very sorry for the departure of our highly, most cherished and focused president. He was very popular, not as a very good president, but as a very good leader. So the mood here is quite somber, and people are not happy that he has passed on. That's the mood.
Are people still upset about not knowing his condition? He was unavailable to anyone in Saudi Arabia for so long. When he came back to this country, no one got to see him. Any continuing dissatisfaction over that?
Yes, yes. That is the saddest aspect of his presidency. His handlers did not package that issue very well, and that tended to make the people disapprove of his handlers. People did not take it out on the president because people already knew that he did not know what he was doing. He was actually being manipulated by a group we describe as a cabal, who wanted to remain in power, who wanted to maintain the status quo, irrespective of the constitutionality of whatever they were doing. So Nigerians were disenchanted about the whole scenario, but by and large, they did not take it out on Yar'Adua himself.
Would you view this as a challenge to Nigeria's democracy? Did the country learn anything from this?
Yes, absolutely yes. The country learned something from it. In the first place, the people of Nigeria have come to appreciate the fact that constitutional provisions must be maintained, respected, and appreciated when it comes to issues such as this. Secondly, Nigerian people have come to know that when something like this happens, people must face the reality of life, including those provided by nature, what I might refer to, providential realities. Thirdly, Nigerians have now come to appreciate the fact that the Nigerian military has become sane and very respectful of the provisions of the law. Otherwise, the military had all along the time, they had all the privileges and opportunities to make a resurgence, to come back through a military coup d'etat. Nigerians have learned that the military is no longer interested because coup d'etat has become absolutely an aberration. These are some of the lessons which Nigerian people have learned from these challenges. And above all, Nigerian people have learned that the National Assembly is really where the power of democracy lies.
So now that Mr. Jonathan is sworn in your view, what can we look forward to?
Before you called, I was writing an article in which I described Jonathan as Gerald Ford of the United States. You remember what happened in 1974. What we are looking up to now is that Goodluck Jonathan will be focused, will have to plan ahead, be sure that he implements most of the programs of Yar'Adua because he was part of the inseparable ticket. He has made it absolutely clear to the people of Nigeria and to the people of the world that the election of 2011 will not be flawed like that of the one that brought him and Yar'Adua to power. He must tackle the challenges of electricity supply, because this country that is producing a large quantity of fuel is still suffering from epileptic electricity supply. He should do something about job creation, because this country has the highest number of unemployed youth in the world.
And, of course, he has to pick a vice president. How controversial do you think that will be?
No, it is not going to be controversial at all. But by and large, absolutely, the vice president will come from the north, no more, no less.